John Rasmus with Valley Irrigation. I'm the controls product manager.
There is a problem that goes on in the countryside, especially around irrigated areas, a problem of theft. Copper is very expensive nowadays, and there are problems where there's some pilferage of copper from irrigation systems. Give me the extent of the problem, for one thing, John.
Well, it's estimated that there's roughly 30,000 span cable thefts a year, which equates to about $40 million of expense.
What are some of the ways that authorities are combating the problem?
Well, right now, the main issue is there's been no way to trace the stolen copper. The copper's brought into salvage or scrap dealers, and there's no way to show ownership of the product. With proof positive, there's a unique ID printed on a tape inside the jacket of the cable, and that ID is actually logged in a database, and that database can be accessed either by a desktop, laptop, or a smartphone. And that ID is traceable to a specific owner.
It's interesting how this serial number is applied and maintained in this cable.
Yeah, the tape is manufactured. It's sequential serial numbers from beginning to end. And when the customer purchases the cable, the ownership of the cable is actually transferred in the database and logged the customer and the ownership. You know, that's been one of the issues with cable theft is you know that cable's been stolen, but you have no way to trace that cable to its origins. And so this helps prosecution, monitor the cable theft.
This is a fairly indelible record about proving ownership, proving identification of this cable.
Correct. Once you log it, like I said earlier, the ownership is actually transferred to the customer. If that cable shows up at a scrap dealership, number one, the color of the outside jacket is a bright yellow, which is an indicator that that cable is traceable. Then they simply look for the trace, the ID inside the jacket, and it could be determined who owns the cable.
Of course, it depends too on what laws are in effect in states. And there's something about the issue of burnt cable, because this takes the coating off and thereby would eradicate the identification of it. Explain what the issue is.
Sure. Right now, regular cable can be, the insulation burned off and the scrap dealer will purchase the cable. But that's not true in all states. Currently, there's about 20 states across the country that will no longer accept burnt cable. It has to come in with the jacket on it. As more and more states do that, the more effective legislation is going to be, and it's going to be a deterrent to cable theft.